Heading to Tasmania now, and some hospital staff in Burnie are so upset at the way one of Australia's largest COVID-19 outbreaks has been handled that they're looking for jobs interstate. Now, the army was brought in to run the hospital last month when the state government shut it down. After a deep clean, the entire hospital is reopened, but it's still not known exactly what caused the outbreak, leaving some staff feeling unsafe. Felicity Ogilvie reports.
Weeks since passengers from the Ruby Princess cruise ship are thought to have brought COVID-19 to northwest Tasmania, staff at the hospitals in Burnie who had to deal with the outbreak are still waiting to find out exactly what went wrong. Andrew Courtney is an admin officer at the Northwest Regional Hospital in Burnie and is also a local councillor and a union delegate.
I've had nurses state that they don't intend to return to the hospital. We've got staff that are looking at their superannuation to see whether they have enough that they can retire. People that have put off leaving that have now decided they're going to move. And I will be looking over the next probably 2-year period for something outside of this area as well.
Andrea Courtney got a letter from a hospital manager in April after she complained about a lack of protective equipment on social media and also did an interview with the ABC. Ms Courtney was told she hadn't breached the State Service Act but was reminded that she shouldn't be perceived to be speaking on behalf of the government or the hospital. The letter isn't a formal warning, but Ms Courtney feels that she's being pressured.
Perhaps a phone call or something less formal could have been done.
Other staff have told The World Today they are worried about their safety. One doctor on the northwest coast is speaking out on condition their identity is protected. These comments have been voiced by a journalist.
Some staff are still being told not to wear PPE, and there are still shortages of some PPE items for staff, such as masks and impervious gowns.
Staff have told the ABC that there was a lack of protective equipment, such as masks, during the outbreak. Some are so worried they're even considering leaving Tasmania.
Staff are terrified to go back. They're very concerned that no lessons have been learned, that senior management wouldn't manage the situation any better if there was a second wave, and they're contemplating their careers with early retirements or moving to other states.
A state government health report found that the virus was spread as some staff came to work sick with COVID. Local independent Upper House member Ruth Forrest says staff in Burnie told her they were asked to keep working.
I've heard this actually happen for some nurses that they're ringing saying they felt a bit unwell. They've been working in the hospital. There was a bit of a culture of saying, well, you need to come, we need you.
Ruth Forrest has also heard allegations about a lack of protective equipment during the outbreak that back up what other staff have told the ABC.
Well, there was some suggestion that they've been instructed to reuse masks. Whether they did or not, I don't know.
In a statement, the Tasmanian Health Service told the ABC it is not aware of any instance where staff were in any way encouraged to work having called in sick. And it says it is not aware of any instance where staff were directed to reuse PPE past recommended limits. Tasmania's Health Minister Sarah Courtney says it's been a tough time for all hospital staff.
It's been a very anxious couple of months for them and what they've gone through. I'd like to assure them that we are absolutely focused on ensuring that we're doing everything that we can at that hospital so that it's safe for staff and safe for patients. We have introduced a number of measures such as additional PPE training.
But for some staff, these assurances mean nothing.
The staff are calling for a federal-led independent commission into why one of their Medicare-funded hospitals had such a large outbreak.
The Tasmanian government says there will be an independent review and it will be undertaken by the relevant experts, not Tasmanian Health Service staff.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.